In the gospel reading today, we're told and reminded that when our Lord was given his name at his circumcision, that this is the name given before he was conceived. What is important about that is that a name has to do with the person. If we call you by name, we're talking about you as an individual person. We talk about our Lord Jesus, we're talking about the person of Jesus Christ. Why is that important? Because Jesus is God. Remember, Jesus is not a human person. Jesus is a divine person from all eternity. And because he is a divine person who took a human nature to himself, he did not stop being a divine person, nor did he begin to be a human person. Because if that were the case, then it gets into all kinds of the Christological heresies. Arianism, that said he wasn't a divine person, he was just a human person like us. Then you got the monotheistics, and they're the ones that believe that he didn't become a human being, that he's just God and he doesn't have a human nature. And then, then you have the Nestorians, and they believe that Jesus is two people. He's both a divine person and a human person in the same body. He can only be one person. And he is a person from all eternity, a divine person from all eternity. So again, when we're talking about a name that is given, it's given to the person. It is an eternal name because it is a divine person. So while it's possible, for instance, that somebody could have said to your mother, you're going to have a baby and this is what you ought to name the child. But in this case, the fact that we are told that this is the name given him before he was conceived is quite important because the name didn't begin with his conception. The name didn't begin with his circumcision. It was his name already. Yes, he is the second person of the Most Holy Trinity. Therefore, he is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is Emmanuel, God with us. There are all kinds of titles that are given to our Lord. And this one, too, is a title, really. It's a name that we use. Anybody whose name is Joshua, that's the same name. But it's a title. It means the Savior. And so from all eternity, it was determined that he was going to come to save humanity. So he is the one through whom everything is created, and yet he is also the one through whom everything is redeemed. So when you look at both the creation and the redemption, these are both divine acts. They are therefore acts of divine persons. And if Jesus is the one through whom all of this was done, it is because that is what was determined by himself. Yes, you could say God the Father determined all this, but the three are one. One can't determine something separate from the other two. And so his own determination was that he was going to become one of us. And he was given the title, the name, but the title, which was his by divine decree from all eternity. Which is why, as we heard at the very beginning of the Mass, every knee in heaven, on earth, and under the earth will bend the knee at the name of Jesus. Because he is eternal. So it is something for us to ponder because, you know, we think about the humanity of our Lord and that therefore he had a name. And all that is very true. But we have to recognize, again, the name goes beyond the humanity. Because as I mentioned, the name has to do with the person. So we're dealing with a divine person, and therefore we are dealing with a divine and an eternal name, an eternal title. So it's a wonderful thing to ponder that all of these things that have occurred and all these things that we consider and ponder, when St. Paul talks in his letter to the Hebrews about how the name that was given him is greater than the names of the angels. Well, how true, because the angels, who are created outside of time but are not eternal, they are given names. Each angel has his own name. So yes, there are a few that we know, and they are glorious names. Who is like unto God? Michael. The power of God, or the messenger of God, Gabriel. The healer, the physician of God, of Raphael. They all talk about who they are. And so does this name. It says something of who he is. By his own choice, by his absolute love for humanity, he chose to be the Savior. He chose to be the Redeemer. He through whom all things were made is also the one through whom all people are redeemed. And that is the title that is given to him, for us to be able to recognize the dignity which is his and to be able to honor that dignity. So we honor his name in so many ways, even just the simplicity of bowing our head at the name of our blessed Lord. But to hold his name in the greatest of reverence, not only because it was the name given to him at his birth, because this is his title from all eternity, because it is divine. And that is the name that we are going to glorify for the rest of eternity. And I can actually say that in an absolute sense. Even the souls in hell will glorify the name of Jesus. They will have no option. If every knee in heaven, on earth, and under the earth is going to bow their bend at the name of Jesus, that means even the souls in hell, because of who he is. So if that's the case for all eternity, how much more do we need to be making sure that in time, we ourselves are conforming ourselves to that mystery? Because again, the name is about the person. And so when we use his holy name, we are speaking of his person, his divine person, and therefore the reverence that we must have as we come before him in any way, shape, or form as we come before him. So just speaking his name, we have to have that reverence because we're talking about our Lord. We're talking about our Creator. We're talking about our Redeemer. We are talking about the one who loves us so much he became one of us, died for us, went to heaven so that we could be able to be with him. This is nothing to shrug about. In fact, just the opposite. It is something that we need to not only bend our knee, but we need to bow our hearts before this kind of a mystery, and therefore to keep that holy name with the greatest reverence in our minds and in our hearts, so that in anything and in all things, we will have the greatest reverence for him because of who he is. His name simply tells us who the person is, and that person is our Lord Jesus Christ.